Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hi, good evening. Welcome. Sorry, we're a little bit late, but not too far out. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. It's episode 688 on June the 19th, 2022. And this is a podcast about video games. And this is about us and stuff that we do. And yeah, we're all, I'd say, I'm just over 30. Pete's just over 30. We're mature gamers. We love gaming as we can when life doesn't get in the way. We podcast every single week on a Sunday night around 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in Central Time. And that goes out live on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, youtube.com/OC Podcast. And yeah, we're here. We've managed it. It's just me and the wonderful Pete. Hi, Pete.
Hello, Robin. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much. And we've got John and Kim and Boomer all in the chat right now. Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And other people this week are going to be having some birthdays. Good old Jim Martin. He has a birthday on the 22nd in a couple of days. And Sean Regan, he's got a birthday on the 24th. So happy, happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you!
Gentleman's not recognized.
Yeah, there's some person with a very weird name in the chat as well, Yampy Yed. It's absolutely wonderful to be here.
Hooray, it's story time! Hooray, it's story time! I'm so glad to be with you today.
I am so sick and tired of, yeah, I'm absolutely sick of the south of England right now, Pete. I am sick to the back teeth of those people with 30 degrees, with 30 degrees temperatures. And we're up here. It's been so windy today. A tree has blown down at the back of me. There's been torrential rain for the last few days. It's been 15 degrees and London is 500 miles away. It's not very nice.
It was about 27, 28 by me on was it yesterday? No, because it rained all day yesterday, the day before on the Friday. But it's been pretty abysmal since. So we've had our heat wave as far as we're concerned.
We had no heat wave. I think it got to maybe 18 or 19 and we thought that was wonderful. So it wasn't good. Hey, look, there's just two of us tonight, Pete, because... Sure. As you rightly said, between the two of us, we have more kids than anybody else on the planet. And they've all cried off. Mark isn't feeling well. He hasn't been feeling all well all week. Hope you get better soon. Greg is off doing things, which are far more important to the podcast. And here's me with another big get-together today here. And a ton of stuff going on. And Father's Day at home. And here's you and I showing up. Showing up.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody. And it's one of those event days that both lines up with America and UK. Mother's Day Mother's Day is on a different day.
And I'm surprised about that.
Isn't it? So I don't know how your days went so far. Has it went good, Pete? Have you been treated at all or?
Yeah, I've had a nice bottle of gin. It's like spiced orange. I can't remember the make of it now, but I brought a shot up with me for tonight and Kira got me that. I've had a CD. Some CD? Cards.
What's a CD?
Yeah.
Do you have anything to play it in?
Yeah, we love our CD.
You've got a gramophone.
We've got one of them. Yeah, wind it up and get it going. But yeah, I've had a CD and some chocolate and yeah, some cards. It's been nice. Got to see most of the kids at least. Yeah, it's been good. What about you?
I gotta say, I'm gonna be a bit ungrateful here. Yeah, I got a couple of cards. So from some of the lads, and I got a card from them, and then Charlie came down with a card and a shirt. Now, God bless him, he went off on his BMX yesterday to buy the card, and Judith handed me the shirt today, and of course I went to put it on, and of course it doesn't fit, but that's my fault altogether, fat bastard that I've turned into. But my big lad came home, and not once did he utter a happy Father's Day or nothing. So I'm a bit, I gotta say, but hey, look, do you know what? I'm just thinking, look, I've got two lads, fair enough, maybe he was here and that's enough. I got to thinking today, I mean, I've got two good lads of my own that have grown up, you know, one's 16, one's 22, they're good enough lads, and yeah, usually when that happens, you know, you're done and you move on. And with the foster kids, Pete, I gotta say, I count myself as really, really lucky and blessed, because I get to experience things like first day at primary school or first day at high school over and over again. I mean, Jasmine will be starting primary school for the first. She's trying on her uniform for the first over the last day or two, and she's so cute looking.
That's
and
cool.
This wee pinafore thing. She's starting in September, so you know. For all of those now plus 30 kids, those plus 30 kids that I've had been a father to all of them in some small form, whether it was for a weekend or a week or a few months or a year or two. And I count myself very, very lucky to be able to do that. It's also very knackering and exhausting at times, but it's kind of cool.
There's something quite liberating about watching those plays and taking them to school. And I don't know, it's really cute, isn't it? You do feel like you miss out on a lot if you don't see any of those things. And it's been, well, with my son now, he's going to be 10 soon. And at the point where those type of plays and stuff is just going to be a distant memory. And it's all I'll have then is photographs and videos. The audio is terrible. There's kids screaming all over the place.
You're halfway down in the seats and trying to video it. Everybody's videoing it, but they'll never ever watch it again. Maybe briefly 10 years or 20 years down the line and go, oh, yeah, remember that was cute.
And you're trying to embarrass your kids.
Well, it's funny. Jasmine this week, she stopped her dodo and she stopped nighttime nappies this week. And she's done really, really well. But even that, now with Glenn, he'd been here for years, you know, it was changing nappies every day. But now, well, Glenn still does visit, and I do change it before he goes back again. But this week really is, for the first time in, frig me, 10, 15 years now, I'm not changing nappies at some stage in their day. And that's a massive milestone for me.
How long are you planning to foster for? Have you set a date in
No, I don't think we'll take any more long terms, you know. So no, I don't think so. But you know, you just never know. You know,
So the baby, the nappy changing will be continuing then for years to come so far.
That could be a short term placement. It could be stuff like that there. Yeah, I mean, we have that that the sixth bedroom is sitting free at the moment with two single beds in it. So you never know. so look, it's been a good day. You know, Judith went out this morning. I got a half hour lie in, which is a real bonus. I'm usually up first to make coffee and stuff. So 30 minutes in bed, that was good. I came down, and then Judith went out to church. She goes out to church with the boys in the morning, and I stood and ironed for 2.5-3 hours.
I can't. That's the one thing I can't do. I just struggle so badly with it. I don't know what it is. I burn more clothes than I actually iron.
It's been bad. I usually do it when the Formula One's on, and I didn't do it last weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. And then, thank you, Kim. And then I moved on to getting the dinner all set up with Judith. And then, what did I do? We farted about a bit. This afternoon. So one of my nieces, sorry, this is not video games, but what the heck? It's a funny old week. So
it's about us as well.
One of my nieces, Amy, is heading off tonight. She's probably heading off very soon towards Dublin Airport. And she is 18, 19. And she's off to America for 2 months now for camp. Ooh. For like a
summer camp
thing.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
To help out there. And she's never really travelled by herself before. And she's quite a shy. She's lovely. She babysits.
Is she nervous?
I think her mum and dad are more nervous than she is. I think she'll be fine, but she sort of floats through life, and this will be really, really good for her. So today, we had all the nephews, nieces, you know, like foster kids, non-foster kids. So probably about 30 or 40 people at the house today. And Judith had made a whole pile of cupcakes, and some of you have seen the photographs, but we had that the dining room table. I took my American flag down, and we had it as a tablecloth. And Judith had made lots and lots of cupcakes for Father's Day ones with little Father's Day decorations, but then a whole big load of little American cupcakes with American flags in it, all sitting on the American flag on the dinner table,
just for
her going away and stuff. So, yeah, we had that all today. And I came out here. I got half an hour then for myself just to fart about with stuff that I'll talk about in a minute or two.
Well, I went to see my dad as well, talking about Father's Day. And I spent an hour with him, which was nice. But I had my son as well today, so I had to have the errands of like running him back and forth, but I've had him like all weekend, which is cool. That doesn't tend to happen often, but yeah, it's been good to have him. But I think it's really through his autism has kicked in this week. It's through his routine, and he was a bit emotional towards the end of the day.
All right, bless him.
but it was nice. It's nice
to spend time with the kids too, and you don't always. Yeah. Next weekend, we've got a big weekend. Judith is going to hit a certain... She's going to be 50. Judith's 50.
40, did you say?
Yeah, 40. Yeah. She's 50 around next weekend. So my brother is coming over from London, and he's going to spend a few days with us and his partner. God, I hate partner. Girlfriend.
That's nice.
For years. So we're going to do the spa. I'm going to go around to the spa on Friday night, and I've got a nice restaurant booked for us for Saturday evening. Hi, Lord. And then... Sunday, I have no idea, so I'm not 100% sure whether we're here or not. I don't think Greg's available, so we may record the podcast on Thursday evening, I think, next week.
All right, okay.
To try and tidy it away, and maybe not go out live next week. I'm not sure, because I don't think if it's physically going to be all possible. I'm not sure. We'll chat about that through the week. Okay, on the podcast tonight, we have some Bush's home-style baked beans. You can see them there. They're not very, very chatty. They were farting a little. Hey, my goodness, playing skills.
Hey, we've got a room full tonight.
Yeah, the baked beans were farting earlier on, and they were complaining. I just have to say goodbye to the baked beans. I have now went through my full quota of those multi treasures that came over from America. Yes, you can take your time sending more of them over, Greg, because, you know, don't send chocolate either, please. It's all right. We're okay with beans, and we're okay with the chocolate over here. And we have Kim here today, and she's also on the podcast screen tonight. And this is Kim looking rather ravishing. I wish I could zoom out on that photograph, but I couldn't, and because it wouldn't be appropriate. And Kim's profession this week, she is down as an actor. Yes. She does special acting.
Professional.
This Kim Woods. Very, very. Ramen can be sent, Boomer. Please send ramen. Yes, thank you. I will take the ramen. Thank you very, very much. So that would be kind of cool. Yeah, okay. So we're halfway through the month, Pete.
Don't it feel like it as well? God, how busy is time at work?
Isn't it crazy right now? It's unbelievable. I mean, it's funny. Glenn was here, the wee chap, that disabled chap that we had for many, many a year, and he was here after school on Friday, and he comes and he plays around for a few hours. We feed him dinner, I get him changed, and I take him down to Hollywood. Not that Hollywood, I wish, but Hollywood outside Belfast. And I went down the back lane, and the chap that I was out last weekend with, Adrian, was out for a walk. And I slowed down the car and opened the window, and Glenn went, rah, rah, and that sort of high. And he said to me exactly what I was thinking, and said Judith had just said before I left, says, how is it a week since we were out for the the Friday night. How can that? Last week just flew.
Yeah.
So,
but at the same time, they do drag like, and sometimes it drags when you get things at work. Like today, I found out now that two of the chefs at work have been tested positive with COVID, and like, that's just gonna kill me this week. It's gonna kill me so bad. And you know, you're just lining up your new week, starting back at work again, and you're thinking, oh man, you've got that to go back to. But
I'm not gonna complain too much, but I had probably one of the most stressful weeks in work in my 20 years experience with this company. I think I had,
oh really?
Yeah, this week.
Oh, I've seen the photos.
It was bad stuff happened. There was a young man. Quickly, the last Saturday, there was a young man, one of my client's staff, got burnt with hot oil. He stupidly opened a drain on a fryer, and instead of having the oil cool, it was hot, and it came out into a container. It splashed on him. He then panicked and threw the pot away, which bounced and splashed all over him, over his arms and his face. We thought he was going to have some plastic surgery. Thankfully, no, but he's very badly scarred. His face will be clear up, but that was kind of scary. And we had some new equipment going to the store to replace this kit. And one of my engineers refused to go to set it up because it was too far away. And everybody was primed, knew that this was, everybody was watching us, somebody had been injured. And this guy went, no, I'm not coming. No, I'll be tomorrow. And it was awkward and rough. I'm not going to moan about it. I got through it. But there was one point on Tuesday that I stopped the car because this had all fallen apart on me. We got it sorted. Anyway, got another engineer in. But at one point I was so angry I had to stop the car in a car park, and I got out and I was, my hands were shaking. I was so annoyed, frustrated, angry that I just.
Did you just shout fuck?
Yeah, in the car regularly. I don't know if anybody else does it, but I regularly drive along in the car. I chat away with myself, and I have arguments with people that I never have. I get it out of my system. And fucking you knew that wasn't gonna fucking happen to you. Fuck!
I don't really get stressed, to be fair. But this week I watched the last few episodes of Ozark, and in that the wife, I forgot of the couple, I've forgotten her name now. It's Marty and anyway, she got out of the car and did exactly the same thing. She screamed her head off like that and shouted the F word, and yeah. I've seen that. I've heard of that twice then this week. I don't do it. It's one of those things.
Okay, so just because Murphy's crap is in the chat here giving me a bit of stick about me saying I'm not going to complain, but I complained. Yeah? It's like, I know you're off on holidays, but... Right. So I sent him a message, sort of chatting to Judith earlier on, because it is her 50th birthday next weekend, and Monday week, we're going to have, you know, open house and people coming along. She said, who should we invite? And I said, look, we're all sad, you know, all the usual people. We invite some friends, but we're just, Judith, it's just you and me. She says, maybe I should invite Greg and Cindy. So I'm standing in front of her, I go, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll invite Greg and Cindy. They can drop in for a few drinks. So I sent Greg this message. Do you understand it? All right. Judith wants to know if you and Cindy would like to drop round to the house Monday week for a few drinks to celebrate her birthday. Do you understand that message? Judith wants to know if you and Cindy would like to drop round to the house Monday week for a few drinks to celebrate her birthday. No, you don't understand what I mean? No?
Do I understand?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Greg. I got miles away. I was talking to Lord
Greg,
in the chat.
Greg.
No, you were talking about Greg.
He doesn't understand that. He says, first you need to reread your message. Once you can decipher that in proper English, we would love to hear it. I'm going, Greg, honestly, that makes perfect Northern Ireland sense. Maybe it was the Monday week that threw him. Maybe he didn't understand that.
Monday week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that when some people say, like, next Tuesday. No, hang on. Is it last Tuesday? And they talk about the Tuesday of this week.
Yep.
Like, I don't get that. Like, last Tuesday to me is the week before.
Thank you. Somebody anyway. Understands it. Yeah. Well, look, we had one of the kids come along, and he would say that, I'm going on holidays in 2 fortnights, so which is kind of fun, which is, I always thought that was kind of quirky. 2 fortnights in 4 weeks.
Two fortnights.
goodness. What I've been watching, Obi-Wan. I've been caught up with Obi-Wan on Disney, which I don't pay for.
Oh, yeah. I'm still paying for that.
Yeah, no, I have refused, and Joshua's paying for it because he loves all of that. So, but I'm feeling guilty about watching.
Was it any good? I've only seen a billboard like advertising. I didn't even realize it.
It's interesting. I don't know. It's not the Mandalorian was a lot more sort of. I don't know. Is it more exciting? It's good in a way. It is kind of slower and more gentle. So, it's all right. Still watching Strange New Worlds. Yes, I am also. Yes, while I was doing the ironing, I watched Strange New Worlds, which is Star Trek. Look at that. Yeah, you know what? It's good. I like the Obi-Wan, that sort of filling in what he did and that whole maybe 10 or 20 years times period when Darth Vader had just become Darth Vader and the rebellion was building up or the baddies were building up. And I quite like, it is interesting. But I gotta say, I'm preferring Strange New Worlds better than Obi-Wan. I think Strange New Worlds is super. Strange New Worlds is Star Trek. So, just a bit like Obi-Wan, it is Star Trek when the Enterprise was first built and Captain Pike is there.
Oh.
And it's the bit before Kirk takes it over. Kirk. It's very, very reminiscent of 1970s Star Trek.
But, William Shatner.
Yeah, but with a bit of comedy in it, pretty gritty. You know, it's a bit horrific. I mean, some of the episodes I was watching today, there was blood and guts and bits and pieces all over the place.
But that's nothing like that you get not usually.
But that storytelling bit is very. It reminds me so much of the original, and it's really good. Good characters, liking it a lot. That's a recommendation there.
I wish I could watch TV like as much as I could do before. I just don't get time, man.
Nah.
I loved my Star Trek Next Generation. I thought it was class.
You need to do ironing.
No. I just can't.
See, do ironing and put the laptop up and watch something on the laptop.
It's a good idea, but no.
No.
I couldn't even do that anyway. Multitasking, it's hard, isn't it, for guys? I couldn't even type something to someone in the chat and listen to what you had to say. So
yeah, I noticed that.
I watched it in the TV. No, that's just disgusting, dear. Anyway,
okay. Look, well, let's move into some gaming stuff here. I think, Pete. Will we do that?
Yeah,
we'll move into some gaming. No sense talking about the free games that aren't free because we're halfway through the month, and if you don't know what about now, well. Rewind to last week. You can find you can work it out then, you know. I'm going to talk about something that I've bought, which is very gaming related. So, and I'm very impressed with how quickly it actually came. A year and a half ago, I bought a second-hand gaming rig, racing rig for a wheel, and I bought a new wheel and started playing with it, and I was very busy at the time, and Charlie, my son, went, "Can I move that to my room?" And it disappeared. It disappeared to his room, and I was getting ready that time to start getting back in, because, I mean, racing games I've loved. And over the last month or two, I've been playing, since Assetto Corsa Competizione had been updated properly for, it was a crap game, and it's now turned into a fantastic game. I've been playing it with a controller, and it is awkward as sin to play with a controller. You really do need a wheel. So a week or two ago, I went and bought another Logitech wheel and pedals, and I was looking around for rigs, and I've been researching rigs, and I bought a GT Omega. Let me see if I can pull up what I bought. GT Omega Omega Art cockpit to go along with it, and if I can just bring it up here,
Does your son still use his?
He does, yes. He does. He goes he races regularly. Yeah, yeah. It was funny. Right. I'll tell you a wee story about it in a second. Let me just bring that up on the YouTube feed and press play on that. So I have bought that boy there that's coming up on the screen. And with a wheel, it's now sitting in front of the 65-inch screen. It has a proper sort of, I would call it like your Recaro racing seat. It can lean right back. You can just slide it back and forward with a car handle underneath it. Very, very comfortable. And I have my pedals now locked onto it, the steering wheel, not just lightly down, but really, really screwed. It's screwed in. And it's a cracking piece of kit. Really, really good. It comes GT Omega. They do several different flavors. This boyo cost about £350. It's seen as sort of, it's actually seen as entry level for this.
It still ain't come up on the screen yet. Have you clicked transfer?
Oh, sugar, blah, blah. You silly boy. You silly boy. Sorry.
Start that again. We're just waiting in anticipation to see it.
Oh, anticipate away.
Here, go on then. What was what?
Going to
transition
here now.
I'll stop you.
There. It's called. Come up in a second. I ordered it maybe on Tuesday evening. I think after all that crap, I was lying in bed. I went, frig it, gonna do it. Cheer myself up here, and I ordered it on Tuesday evening, and it arrived on Thursday, I believe.
Goodness.
It was.
Look at that seat.
Two massive big boxes. And I built it on Thursday evening. Didn't get to use it on Thursday evening. But I got a crack at it on Friday. And what day is today? Was it out last night as well? Don't think it was out last night. No. But such a difference playing with a wheel again. Stuff that I did today. So even already... I have took my gear pedals apart today. The center, so you've got your right for acceleration, you know, like an ordinary car. You've got your center for brake and left for your clutch. Now the brake on the Logitech G920 wheel, there is a little piece. I've got it in my pocket here, actually. It's a little piece of rubber here. This little boy here, about that size,
right.
An inch of black rubber, and it goes underneath the brake pedal. And when you press it, I suppose it's a bit more realistic, but you have to really, really, really push hard to get 100% brake. So I was looking at different things that people had suggested. And again, in our most racing cars now, they change the pedal layout. So it's right for acceleration, far left for brake, for left foot braking, so you can trail brake. And the center pedal is for clutch, because most of these fancy cars now are on paddles. So I looked at lots of different videos, and I took there's about 50 screws in the bottom plate to take it out, and I swapped the pedals. There's no way to bind. You can't go just onto the software and bind, tell it to be the clutch to brake. You can't do it on a console. So I physically took this thing apart, swapped the pedals around, then took the pedal apart to take out this little rubber, and built it all up there and put it on. And it seems to be a good thing to do. But it was funny, I was sitting for half an hour today, and Charlie, my son, came out and says, "Oh, well, is it working better now?" I went, "Yeah, yeah, it seems to be." And he says, "Oh, well, let's do a lap there and go on to Barcelona." And my son's sitting beside me in the room here, and he's going, "Well, yeah, yeah, and you brake here and you turn right here." I'm going, "Okay, son. Okay." I've been thinking to myself, I've been playing race simulators now for 15 years. I've probably done 1,000 laps of Barcelona or more over the time, but God bless him, he was teaching me how to drive today, and he'll probably whip my butt anyway. But yeah, look,
is this actually your video, like, of your
no
kit?
No, this is somebody else's.
I was going to say, it's really funny how someone's put an air freshener in, but looking at the kit, it's oh my God, it's
no,
so...
No, this guy here has an extra add-on. The box that we're looking at right now is a tilting mechanism to make it move as well. So mine doesn't have that black box or the thing that's right underneath the seat.
I know, but even the seat, the gear setup is... Yeah, my goodness.
Well, everything is... So if you take the bottom bit underneath the seat, that black box, I don't have, but everything else is pretty much the same.
It's amazing.
So... Now, it's a big black hole when you get into it as well of the wheel that I have. So the wheel is like 250-odd quid there or more, 275 maybe with the gear stick, pedals and wheel. But that is the now it's very well reviewed and it's thought as a very, very good entry level wheel. But as soon as you step away from that, you're talking about a direct drive wheel at like, oh, kill him. Kill that person in the feed, please. Spam. Ignore that. No time to do it right now. Ignore the spam, please. Direct drive wheel. You're starting at 500-700 quid. Set of pedals, 300-500 quid. And then the wheel part, the bit at the front with all the buttons, like a Formula One car, can be 500-800 pounds. It's just a big black hole.
Blinking heck.
But yeah, so can't wait to spend more time with it. I have it set up right in front of a 65-inch HDTV. It is very, very immersive. And with a big bass bin on and the sound going, it is pretty class.
So what games do you play on this then? I know it's like an obvious question, but what?
Well, I mean, you could play Forza Horizon if you wanted to, or
right.
Forza Motorsport. I've been playing mostly Assetto Corsa, which is pretty semi, pretty good. It's mostly like saloon cars, like your Audi Quattros and Ferraris and ordinary looking cars that are racing. So there's no other... There's no open wheels cars or there's no other minis to race. It's this particular GT class of cars that you race. And it's all, there's maybe 20 or 30 different cars, but they're all within a certain range. You know, you could tweak them. There's so many levels of tweaking you can do them, but they're all come from a certain base of level. So it's very, very competitive and challenging.
When you said that you can connect that to Forza, then is that through the PC?
I have this connected to my Xbox.
And how do you do that? Just out of interest,
just USB.
Oh, is it? Jeez,
yeah. So
that's
there's
incredible.
You plug it into a power socket, and then you just plug it into your USB slot on your Xbox, and with the power socket powers the force feedback. So
right.
You know, so you feel the bumps in the road and the kickback. And you can adjust this. And a part of the setup is getting that adjustment just right of how much feedback you have. So, it's cool. So I'm going to have fun with getting back into my racing again. And Charlie can keep his, and I'll work away with this. And if it goes really well, maybe I will invest more, but it's a nice little setup at the moment. So
are there eSport-like type events with this type
Tons.
Of setup?
Tons.
Is that?
Yeah. And there are some there's some really, really cool guys in the community. There's a Dutch guy, Jader, which I'm having lots of fun watching. He's a very, very, very funny guy and very, very positive and a nice fella. So, but I'm not there. I would have rated myself as quite good. And with the controller, I was sort of getting there with this game.
Right.
But I've actually, since I put the wheel on, just a couple of times that I've had, there's a rating level, bronze, silver, gold, and I've actually went down from silver to bronze since I started with the wheel again, because it rates you on so many different competencies. There's, you know, you have to be, it's like track, it monitors your track skills, so how well you know the track, you're not going off. Your consistency. So I say if you're lapping at 1:04 a lap, the next lap is 1:04, 1:39, 1:41. So that way, your safety around other drivers for not causing accidents. So there's about six or eight different things it covers you under to get your competency levels up. And you don't unlock the full multiplayer stuff until you're at a certain level. This week, even on the controller, I've been playing some random multiplayer lobbies, and that's good fun too. The single player is good, but I think the multiplayer with real people is where it's at. So,
and what view do you tend to play these games in? First person?
In car. Let me see if I can get this view here, which I'm bringing up now. So
I'm
driving.
If that's the right term. Yeah. Sorry, in car. Yeah. Then.
In car, no racing line on, no big helpers. You know, just a raw car. You can adjust your ABS if you want it in the car, and you can adjust your traction control. But as you go along, as you get better and better, I'm adjusting my traction control for different parts of the track, but I can adjust my brake bias from front of the car to the back of the car as you go along and stuff. You know, it gets really complex. You do your pit stops. There's a whole skill about the pit stops, getting it just right. You choose your fuel levels that when you pit stop, your pits, your tire strategies, all of that sort of stuff. So you're doing like a half hour or a 1 hour race. There'll maybe be two mandatory pit stops. The car, say, starts with 60 litres of fuel. You have to decide, do you want to start the race with 20 litres of fuel and top up as you go? Your pit stops will be a bit longer, but at the beginning, your car will be lighter. You know, you'll be faster with a lighter car. So there's lots of strategy stuff to it as well. Yeah, so I'm...
And do you get a navigator as well?
No. It's all about learning. They're learning the tracks and you're out there. So I'm having fun with that, and I will continue with that as I can as time goes along.
Fantastic.
I said, of course, that's been what I've been playing, and of course I have with this big new rig and stuff like that there. So I have had a couple of nights with it now, but it's... Yeah, it's good. I would love to get, I don't know if anybody else in the community is playing racing games still. We had years ago when Forza Motorsport 7 was a big, big thing, and 6 before that, we had some fantastic community races there, and there's whole little championships. We've probably heard us talking about it before, Pete, but it was so much fun. We had, you know, so I would love to, maybe if anybody's racing or has dabbled in this, or is going to start, please shout me up, and we can set up some little racing leagues or at least race together in some shape or form. So that's what I've been doing, Pete.
Brilliant.
I've been racing motor cars, right? Nice. Imaginary tracks.
Nice. Well, I've not really played that much, to be fair. I've still been going at Cuphead on expert mode now. I thought my son would have enough. But he's like, no, Dad, I want to play it in expert mode now.
Wow.
I mean, it was hard enough on regular, even simple. So to play expert mode is just nuts. But we're struggling through it. It's still good fun. But one of the games that I've played this week is a game called Kill It With Fire. And this is available on Xbox Game Pass. And it was the grandson that mentioned it, Oliver. He says, I've been playing this on my Xbox at home with Dad. So we fired it up because he stayed over on Friday. And it's basically a first-person action game. And it's all about hunting spiders.
My goodness. It looks like the perfect VR game.
Well, I suppose it could be, actually, yeah. Mm. It's published by Tiny Build, so they do pay homage to Hello Neighbor, which was also published by Tiny Build. And there's pictures that you have to destroy. So I'll go back. So basically, it's first person. It's almost got like a puzzle-themed...
Very unprofessional of me, Pete. Very, very unprofessional of me.
You just go for a wee.
I'm going to the Xbox fridge to get a beer.
Oh, okay, so basically, yeah, it's almost puzzle themed, and you've got objectives to tackle within each environment. So I think the first one starts in like an apartment. God, he's so loud as well, isn't he? It starts in an apartment, and your first objective is to kill a spider, obviously. So you kill the spider, and then you get a set of other objectives, and the more spiders that you kill, the more type of things that you unlock. And then later on through the game, you have to cause havoc. You have to look under all different things. Cheers. You have to look under all different things. You can fetch books off the bookcases. You can set things on fire. You could just pull TVs off the units or off the wall and just throw them everywhere. You could destroy the bathroom. And there's a lot of collateral damage, but the main objective is to kill loads of spiders. And
can they bite you? Can you?
They do attack you. Yeah, as you go into the second environment, which I think is a kitchen, you get jumping spiders, and it does make you jump a little bit. But they kind of like try and go for you, and it looks like, you know, they're attacking you. But on a hold, you've just got to run around and leg after these spiders and hit them with the clipboard. You can also. There's an aerosol can that you find and a lighter, so you can set things alight. There's a frying pan. There's other things. Oh, cheesy puffs. You can pick a pack of cheesy puffs up and you throw them on the floor and all the spiders, all the spiders go to it. And there's an objective with a shotgun where you've got to kill more than two at the same time. So that gets your achievement in that. But I don't know. It's really simple. It's a bit. The graphics are very simplistic, like Hello Neighbor, and it's not like Game of the Year stuff. But you know, to fall around on a game where you're just causing a lot of havoc with the kids. You know, it's not it's only single player only. And there is, like I say, there is some puzzle element too. But it is quite easy. We only fired it up because the grandson said that he'd wanted to. He's been playing this, so why not? I thought I'd give it a go. It's on Game Pass. It's free, and it's just something else, isn't it, to add to the list of games that I've played. I haven't done much else really.
Well, what you didn't do this week, Pete, was you didn't play Halo with us on Wednesday evening.
No, I wouldn't have had a chance Wednesday. I did a 13.5 hour day on Wednesday, and I did, I think it was about 15 hours on Thursday. But I got no chance, man.
Well,
work's just taking over everything at the minute.
We had a good session on Wednesday evening. There was a good crowd in there, and we played lots of different weird and wonderful modes.
Did you?
DeLacy wanted to try and set up some PUBG type stuff, but didn't really matter. We played. We kicked some butt. We didn't kick some butt. I'm useless. I mean, the guys are, their skill levels are going way, 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 way up at the moment.
Oh, all right.
So, please, you know, Halo Infinite, jump in on Wednesday nights. Be our regular Wednesday night thing. It's smutty. It's a bit dirty. But we have good fun.
I want to play PUBG because are you still playing that on a Friday night?
I don't have to play it on Friday night, but yes, that is the plan. It's great because Friday night I was driving drunk. That's right. I had a couple of glasses of rum on Friday night and I was in the rig and I wondered why I couldn't race properly, and it was because I had two glasses of rum in me. But Greg had dropped into the chat and he had popped in, you know, at lunchtime. You know, he was doing his lunchtime check. They're trying to do PUBG on a Wednesday night. Yeah, please. As the plan skills is saying, he wants my Xbox fridge. He's not getting it. I had to wait for ages for one. But he said, come and play. It's good fun. Halo Infinite, yeah, they have a good laugh. Snoogans is just out of this world. There was one of the games that Snoogans, there was two against three, and it might as well have been one against five. And Snoogans, like, it was like, yeah, where's he going to kill me now? I mean, I was cheering getting a kill assists, let alone kills, because it was like, that bit where at the beginning of the original Top Gun, when they go up on the first day, and you know they got killed in every direction by the instructor. Snoogans is overpowered.
He's such a good gamer, isn't he? Snoogans. He's a good all rounder, isn't he?
He needs to play with one hand or something. I have no idea. Okay. So yeah, Halo Wednesday night UK time 9:00. Please come and join in. That is a bit of fun, and that will continue on as long as it's fun. Pete, where are we now?
Oh, we're at news, I think.
News? Do you really want to go through last week's news? Is that news? Is that new news?
No, that's new. Yeah, there's only two things that I could find. So, Diablo Immortal apparently is raking it in. So, in the first 2 weeks, it's earned 24.3 million in its first 2 weeks and downloaded over 8 million times, according to data. Source from AppMagic. I don't know how legit that is, but apparently this is not even counting PC version, which is currently in beta. So that seems to be earning a lot of money.
I've downloaded it on my phone, Pete, and I just never, again, just didn't. I started to do it and then didn't get time to do it. And then I heard those people being negative about it, that a lot of stuff is behind the paywall. And then Kim also said that, well, she hadn't had to pay anything and she's having fun with it. And I, as you know, I love Diablo, and we talked about it the other week about the new one coming. I'm away a night this week in a hotel, so if I'm not too tired, I will maybe give it a wee whiz in the hotel room, just me.
Yeah.
And it in my hand, and you never know.
Yeah.
And then there's stuff here.
Good old Pam.
Overwatchy.
Yeah, Overwatch 2. So the beta begins on June 28th. So if you've not played Overwatch 2 and you wanted to, following the last beta, it's coming out again. So the second beta test for Overwatch 2 begins on June 28th. And it will feature the game's newest character, Junker Queen, as well as a new map. Apparently, you need to sign up on June 16th. So that's already gone. Oh, dear. That's kind of old news then, really, isn't it? But there we go. If you've not signed up,
Sign up for it. I'm sure you'll maybe still get in.
Yeah. If not, at least you could watch some Twitch footage on that evening for people playing it, if they can stream it, possibly. Who knows? But that's it.
It's getting to that time of year again when the news stuff starts to slow down a little bit.
Following the recent events, yeah.
New releases this week. We are between the 19th and 25th. Thanks, Sexy Kim, for updating these. She's been very, very quiet, but she has updated this stuff in the background. We have Fall Guys on everything on June the 21st. You've got Shadowrun Trilogy pretty much on everything as well on the same day. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Wreckfest on Switch. Wreckfest is a fun little racer game that you go in and you it's like not dodgems, it's like rallying and wrecking cars and stock cars and all that sort of stuff. Deliver Us the Moon, which is a very atmospheric adventure game, PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S. I actually thought Deliver Us the Moon was already on, but maybe it was on ordinary Xbox and stuff. Maybe it's the new upgraded version on the June 23rd. Nakira Bladeporn, and I know that's not the name, but I didn't see what it was first. Nakira
Bladepoint, I think.
Naraka Bladeporn. I would play that on Xbox Series X and S. Oh, I must talk about Beat. And Sonic Origins, PlayStation 5, and pretty much everything as well on June 23rd. That's Sonic, that's pretty much all of that. Capcom Fighting Collection on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on June 24th. There you go, Pete. There's lots of fighting for you. Fire Emblem Warts. I do read them out. Three Hopes on Switch on June 24th. And Madison on PlayStation 5 and pretty much everything on June 24th. Well, there's some releases coming out there. Fall Guys.
It was Fire Emblem Warriors. Sorry, not Warts, but there we go.
I don't care. Warts is better. Fall Guys is that rubber plasticine type thing. I think that's what that is. That sort of silly fighting type, that stuff there. And there's lots of remakes and bits and pieces. The Blade Porn sounds good. Yeah, I had unveted myself. So I had been let myself go, Pete, and I'd done some male grooming there, just preparing, you know. It's Father's Day, you just might be lucky.
All right, okay.
And I'd bought some Veet. That's strange stuff. So I'd done the razor, the zzz, and got the ginger away, the most of it. And I had a shave, and then I went to the shower and read the instructions. Have you gained like 3 minutes?
5 minutes.
3 minutes, five. 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes, yeah. And do you remember what it reminds me of? And it works, yeah. Like a smooth as a baby's left elbow. The chocolate you used to get when you were a kid that was cold to eat. It was like It was cold chocolate. It felt sort of, you ate it and it felt cold. For the rest of the day, you kind of have this hot cold feeling. You know, it's kind of odd. I mean, do people veet all the time? Do people veet? Is that a thing?
Yeah, right. So
now, I am a hurry monster. I'm a hurry. Oh yeah, I'm going to the spa as well. That's what it is. Not that I walk around with my ghoulies hanging out. My back. So
I'm glad you bought that though, Veet, instead of Nair, because Nair burns the shit out of your balls. Oh my life! I remember walking on John Wayne for 2 days. So you picked a good. You picked a good cream.
I've had flages, never was brave enough to do it, but I just took the head staggers yesterday. I had an hour in the house by myself, and I thought, frig it, I'll give it a whiz. I was concerned. I did rub my eye at one point and went, ah, fucker. Yeah. So, yeah, the back's been done and all, and I'm ready for the spa again.
Yeah.
I'm a smooth machine now. Just highly, Dan's bike and me would get on very well. You know, away I'd go. Remember years ago, my first job when I worked in this cash and carry for hairdressers and beauticians. It was it was cash and carry, but that was my first job. So they went around the hairdressers. Hello, Robin. How are you? I'm here for my prayer lotion. Okay, get some curlers. Are they? Oh, that's nice. Show me this. Is this good? I need some new scissors. See that Wella stuff? I just love the Wella stuff. It's just fantastic. I wouldn't go near that L'Oreal stuff. No, the Wella stuff is just fantastic, Robin. I think it's brilliant. Robin, you're looking really good. So, yeah, I had that for several years, and then it started me ripping. Good fun, good characters. Why am I even talking about that? Oh, yes. So, now and again, they came in and they'd done some modelling. So, they came in and we had a training room. And I got suckered in. I was always the guy, you know, oh, yes, I'll put a wee semi-permanent colour in your hair. Robin, will you model for us today? And, yes, Robin did, yes. But yeah, one day I modelled for some wax and I got one of my legs waxed.
Oh, wow.
Fucking hell.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, can you imagine really people used to do that for back, sack, and crack? Can you imagine pulling that off your gingly danglies?
It's not nice, is it?
Oh, I don't know. I've never done that. Bad enough on my legs.
Yeah.
I mean, some people might love that. Dipping your what's-its in hot wax might be some person's fun, but definitely not for me.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that. That's my Veet experience. I want to Veet everything now. I'm going to Veet it all. I mean, why can they not make up some Veet? Actually, here's a Veet for you. To make a Veet for your face. So I can Veet my hair away without get rid of shaving altogether. Is there not something we can just a soap that we wash every day and it just takes that all away?
You'd look like a massive whiskey drinker because you just have like half of like a red face, wouldn't you? All around your nose and
Yeah, but then maybe they can come up with something like that that's Veetless and Veet.
Yeah. You could just grow a beard like me.
I've tried, Pete. I've been there, and your beard is all ginger. Fair play to gingers. We love a good ginger. But when I get to your stage there now, I've got one big bit here, which is grey, and another big bit down here, which is white, and ginger all around, and I'm just, all over the place. It's just kind of odd. It really is. It's got, I might as well be Harry Potter. It might as well be a Zed on my beard. And I've been there the other year, sure, I was well down the line. And that gets to the point where I can't be bothered. I got through the itchy stage and everything, got through it. And it was okay, but it just, no. I don't know, Judith doesn't like it either. She doesn't like the beard. But girls seem to be, this day and age, they're either saying it, or they, or it's because it's fashionable, or I don't know what to do, but they seem to like a beard now.
There's a lot of people on now that are totally anti-beards.
No.
So, yeah, it's, I don't know. Go with whatever makes you feel good.
I seen a guy with a t-shirt the other day with, was it two seating positions and an arrow here and one pointing down there? So you could, with a big beard. Two seating positions and an arrow up to here and an arrow down there. Sit wherever you like, love. Anyway, that's your new releases. Sponsored by Veet. Okay, just a reminder again. Wednesday night Halo between 9 and 10. About an hour. Sometimes it goes on a bit longer and Greg doesn't do any work. Friday night's PUBG nights between 9 and 10 UK time. Again, about an hour, but if it's going well, everybody's having fun. So that's the crack there. Okay, that's about an hour. That's about a show, Pete. We're almost there, and I think we're going to kind of wrap it up. It's Father's Day.
Oh, no.
And we'll be back next week. We love everybody in the chat playing Skills, and John, and Kim, and your man DeLacy was there, and Lord was there,
Lord
and Boomer was
Boomer.
There. We had we even had somebody that loved us so much to spam us today. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, absolutely fabulous. Love it all. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Please send an email to the show at podcast@ocpod.com. We would love to hear what you're up to, what your wackiness is, what your perversions for gaming are. I would love to read something weird and wonderful out, your gaming confessions, your weirdest game that you've ever played in your weirdest position. That would be absolutely wonderful. Did you play once while having coitus? I don't know. God knows. Whatever. Make it up if it even wasn't real. So podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us at @OC_pod. And Facebook, nice and simple, fb.ocpod.com. And just leave us a comment. That'd be lovely. So, Pete, just say your goodbyes and we'll go.
Okay, well, I've got nothing to really shout out, but I've done this thing, you know, now where I start looking at like what happened on this day in history. And one of my favourite like actors, James Gandolfini, he died of a heart attack on this day.
He's the guy
in 2013.
He's the guy from that gangster thing. What was it?
Sopranos.
Sopranos, yeah.
Yeah, so he's a great actor, he was. But another thing I was seeing as well, which reminded me of, I'm sure it was Back to the Future, Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse, was one of the most durable players in American professional baseball, and he was born on this day in 1903. Wow. Mm. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Anyway, that's me. Robin?
Would you believe it? Michael Jackson is dead 13 years this week.
Oh, my God.
13 years.
Yeah, he died when he was 50, didn't he? Was he 50 years old?
Yeah,
something like
yeah
that.
Just about that. Yeah, just for having milk. Glass of milk, giving his milk. Or something like that, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Life is like a click of a fingers. So what you do is you make the very, very best of it as you can. And if you're having a really, really bad day, remember that little saying that my Uncle Olaf used to tell me, Robinson, this too shall pass. So even if it's shitty, don't worry. And then when it gets really, really good, he'll say, remember, Robin, when it gets really, really good, this too shall pass. So, yeah, do you know what? We'll get through it. We've got a good community. If anybody needs a chat or help, where Kim is already there. She has offered any counselling, whatever you need. You just go to Kim, not us. Definitely yeah. Not. We'll give you the bad advice completely. Guys, have a wonderful safe gaming week. To all the podcast members that aren't here, for whatever reason, if you're not well, get well. If you're not available, make yourself available. So apart from that, we're going to get out of here. The audio version of this will be up at some stage tomorrow, and we will catch you all next week. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.